Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Have you noticed something about me that's different at the moment?
No, I haven't actually. Have you lost weight?
It's not so much that, it's...
You're more tanned?
No. It's more that I'm trying to be a little bit smarter.
Yes, I have noticed that actually.
You know me, for years I've been all about the, you know, the rubbish t-shirts and the trainers.
Mm.
I've been a dressed down boy for years.
Yeah, me and you normally wear the same clothes, but now you're choosing to dress more like the one that doesn't speak.
A little bit. I am going through a phase of thinking that I need to wear shoes and shirts more often.
You do normally wear these things. It's just you normally wear trainers. And
yeah.
You don't come in topless and barefoot.
No, but today...
Some people might think that you kind of turn up in just your shorts.
For instance, today I'm wearing a trouser instead of a jean.
Mm.
I'm actually wearing proper shoes.
What I loved about when I first saw you today is you were in a very important business meeting with someone else who works at Radio 1, and you were winding my sellotape around your hands, and I thought, what's he doing? And then you were sort of getting all the fluff off your suit jacket, so it's obviously not going too well.
No,
well, you were sat in the middle of this business meeting getting defluffing yourself.
I'm just not used to it, and I just went for dinner at quite a nice restaurant for someone's birthday, and... there was like a linen cloth, a white cloth, and it's gone all over my black jacket. So
why
yes,
were you lying down on the table?
Well, no, it just kind of came. It comes
Is
off,
it
doesn't
of
it?
One of those places where you have to lie down and they eat it off.
No, but it just comes off. If you've got black on, it just attracts. So yes, I was winding sellotape round my hand and sellotaping the fluff off. I just can't do smart very well. I'm finding it quite difficult.
And also, whatever it was you spilt on your shoe looks a bit dodge.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is it? It looks a bit like bird poo.
Yeah, but it's not coming off. Anyway, so I'm dressed up for dinner, okay, at the lunch, and whilst at the luncheon, I realised that behind me, like directly behind me on the table behind, is TV's Janet Street Porter. Remember her? She was in the jungle, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Thanks, I'm in on it. You know her?
Yeah.
So my shoelace, the shoe with the bird poo-like substance on it, shoelace has come undone. I need to go to the loo, and I'm thinking, well, I'm actually going to just stack it if I don't do the shoelace up before. So, whilst sat in my seat with Janet directly behind me in this quite nice restaurant, I bend down to do up the shoelace so I don't stack it when I finally get up. Realising at that point that Janet Street Porter had a full-on view of my bottom cheeks. So today, already, I have mooned Janet Street Porter. It was too... You know when it's like, oh, no, I've done it, it's too late.
Why did you pull your trousers down to do your shoelaces up?
Because they were just right... These trousers are a little bit tight.
So you pulled them down to do your shoelaces up?
No, they just... It was kind of... The shirt...
You dropped trow to sort a shoe out.
I didn't drop trow, the shirt...
And you took the mick out of Chris yesterday for dropping trow in a shop.
I know, I dropped trow
in
front of Janet Street Porter. No, it was just that, like, the shirt rode up a bit, the trousers rode down. I'm really sorry, Janet. Oh, it's all right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, so man from the website's just come in and take a picture of me in my smart new clothes. I'm trying to make the effort. So I went for a bit of a catalogue kind of modelling shot.
Mm.
Where will that appear? On the website?
Yeah, it just could be on the homepage, I reckon.
Right on the homepage?
Yeah.
And I'm imagining if you type in Scott Mills on Facebook, it'll be on there as well. Hope you like. I kind of stared into the distance for you whilst holding my lapels.
I think you were looking to be Chuck Bass, but...
Really not.
Serge from Kasabian?
No, none of those.
I'd love it if you came to work one day dressed as Serge.
Yeah. Well, that's obviously next. Simon and Weatherby, and quite a lot of people have been on, saying, was the important business meeting that you were talking about a monumental telling off for giving out a phone number on air yesterday? No, it was not, but we do need to discuss this more in the next half hour.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So, did my quiz last night. Went off rather well, I think. Shame you couldn't be there, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you'd have been quite good.
Who won?
Who won? Team Ream came second. And then, I can't remember the name of the winning team. But it wasn't any of us lot.
What did they win? Anything good?
They won some wine. And a dinner. It was quite good. So you stayed in and watched Great British Bake Off, the final.
I watched, yeah, and I watched that Banksy film, which is good.
Oh, yeah?
Well, good.
Did you see that all of the Great British Bake Off, or just a little bit of it?
Just bits. I watched the end again today in Newsbeat.
Did you see the squirrel? It's what everyone's talking about.
You couldn't miss the squirrel.
Apparently not. Did you see it?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Well, what do you want me to say about it?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Okay. It was a squirrel sat down with its nuts.
Is it worth iPlayer in? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it depends if you're into that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, you know me very well. Is it worth me iPlayer in?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I'll do that tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's swooning over a picture of me. This never actually happens, Chris.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just had a picture of me taken in my new smarter clothes. I'm trying to smarten up a bit.
Right.
And Becky's like, what? That's quite... Well, I don't know if she said what.
No, I said, oh, that's quite a good picture of you, actually.
Oh, nice picture. No, lush picture.
Has she just photoshopped your head onto that picture of a squirrel?
No.
That would be wrong and weird.
Where can people see my dapper new look? Is it on my Facebook?
I'm just going to put it on your Facebook now.
Also, Chris Smith, how did you know that the squirrel incident on the Great British Bake Off final was 36 minutes in? You were the first person to tell me.
Everybody knows.
Well, do they?
Yeah.
You seem to have more knowledge than most.
We watched it during our lunch break.
Yes, I
honestly
walked in on them. Mm. You
all
think
right.
The whole of Newsbeat is like, yeah, important news, and then like faxes and everything coming in and the whole room is buzzing.
Faxes?
I love they do still use faxes in
Newsbeat.
Do
they?
Yeah, and actually they were just watching Great British Bake Off.
It was breaking news of a sort. That's
I guess. I guess you have to keep on top of these things and know when the squirrel appears.
Yeah.
And you do.
I do.
36 minutes in, anyone that's watching on iPlayer later.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Scott.
Do you recognise this? Everyone knows that, don't
you? Yes. I still think of it. Ages and ages ago, there was a docu-soap about that woman from the driving school.
Maureen.
And she had that phone. Yeah, Maureen. But there was a driving instructor called Pamela Carr. And she used to have that ringtone. She used to go, hello, Pamela Carr.
Pamela hello, Carr. Pamela Carr.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that tone. It's really, like, world famous. Really annoying.
There's, like, a Hawaiian version of it now. Have
yeah,
you heard
I mean,
that some people have that?
They've updated it a lot over the years. Apparently, 1 billion people hear that every day. Still now. Still that annoying noise. But you know the company that has that on their phones?
Mm.
They want to kind of update it again. And they are running a competition at the moment online where you can do your own versions and then people vote for which ones they like the best. And your version, your song, your little kind of jingle that you make will replace this if you win. And it'll be on that company's handsets. Like, they have billions of handsets all over the world. And your little tune, if you win the competition on the website, will be on all of their handsets. How cool is that? Now, I've got some of the entries. These are some of the ones that people have done so far. Listen to these. So it's, you know, same, same, but different.
Mm.
Here's another one. That's a bit strange. That's more kind of...
It's quite relaxing.
You're watching BBC Two. Isn't it? It's a bit like that.
Takes a while to get into it.
Yeah. This one? Oh, nice.
I quite like that.
Classical. So people are voting for which one that they like the best.
Mm.
And then the winner in this online competition will be on all of those phones of that company. There's loads, you see. And can you vote for just one, the one you like the most? And this one. Hello? Jazz. Yes. Bit weird coming out of your phone. But at the moment, in this competition, where you can kind of update that little logo, and if you win, then it'll be on all their handsets. This next one is way in the lead at the moment, like far and far ahead of any of those you just heard. Like the clear winner at the moment. And we think that this absolutely must win this competition to be on every single one of those companies' handsets every time the phone goes off. This is a clear favourite. Check it out. At the moment, that is in the lead. That is the streets ahead. Please vote for that one. We need to make this happen.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, on yesterday's show, we decided... Sorry, it sounds like I'm farting. I'm actually not. It's this weird chair. A really farty chair today. Don't pick me up on it. On yesterday's show, we decided to call Harry. Harry Styles off One Direction. Which, you know, we do from time to time. We just give him a call. Ask him what shampoo he uses, that kind of thing. But this is what happened on yesterday's show. Come on, Styles, answer the phone.
He's blocking you.
Hello?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 07.
Hang it up!
7. Please leave a message after the tone.
No, right. Right. That's not good.
I have nothing to do with this. I said to you...
seriously.
No, I said to you, I don't think we should call him with that question. I don't think we should do this feature. Did I not just say to you 5 minutes ago, this is a bad idea?
Right, these phones are rubbish again. Right, honestly, I did try and... Okay, good. So...
Don't...
Listen, do me a favour. Whatever you do, don't call that number, please. That number is not Harry Styles' phone number. So don't call it. Please don't call it. Thank you. So that was from yesterday's show. And as you can imagine, cue lots of people all over Twitter and on Facebook and on our text system going, oh, Mills, you idiot, what have you done? Cue Harry and myself both trending worldwide on Twitter. Now, the key to that bit of the show from yesterday, if you were listening, was this. Listen to what I said. That number is not Harry Styles' phone number, so don't call it. Please don't call it. I said that was not Harry Styles' phone number. And I have to tell you that I was right. That was not Harry Styles' phone number. That was the number of this little phone that I bought from a shop yesterday. And that's just got a SIM card and a phone and... Maybe, okay, it was, I'm afraid, as some of you guessed, a bit of a joke. To see what would happen if we accidentally gave out Harry Styles' phone number live on Radio 1. Now, this phone that I bought yesterday, which is the number that we gave, it's been pretty hot over the last 24 hours. Mostly, we switched it off, so it just goes to voicemail. But when I switch it on, wow, it rings a lot. And also, hundreds of text messages. It's a hot phone right now. After 5 o'clock, we will hear some of the people who went against my wishes and called what they thought was Harry Styles' number on Radio 1 yesterday. In future, you should listen to what I say, see? That number is not Harry Styles' phone number, so don't call it. Please don't call it. Here's some of the messages after 5 o'clock.
Podcast.
So yesterday we accidentally gave out Harry Styles' phone number, Harry from One Direction, on air. Now, I did say it wasn't Harry Styles' phone number and not to call it, but quite a lot of people did. Now, it wasn't an accident at all. It was a bit of a joke. I set it up. The number that went out on air, which appeared to be Harry Styles' phone number, was the number
this,
of this
one here.
Little phone that Becky's got there. I've got a pay-as-you-go SIM card in it, which we purchased yesterday afternoon at about 2 o'clock. But I just wanted to see, you know, what people would say to Harry Styles. And I've been listening to all the messages. Obviously, receiving loads of texts. That phone has been red hot. Hi, Martha.
Hiya.
It's Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm good.
So you called the number, the Harry Styles phone number, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, what did I say? I did say it's not Harry's phone. Don't call it. But you did.
Sorry, I did.
You couldn't resist it, Martha.
No, I couldn't.
Why did you phone it, please, if I said not to call?
Because if it was Harry Styles, I'd have met him, and I love him.
And what would be ideal was that you would love for Harry to get the message and then to call you back and then maybe marry you one day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And give me tickets to the tour and backstage passes, please.
Yeah. That as well, yeah.
Yeah.
As well as marriage, VIP passes, please.
Yes.
So, why do you love Styles so much?
I don't know. I've always loved him from his
back
first
in the
audition.
A year ago.
Yes. No, I don't know.
Okay.
He's funny.
So you left this message on what you thought was Harry's number.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, right, if I leave this message, he'll call me back and then, you know, maybe marry me one day.
Yeah.
So let's hear the cool, calm and collected message that you left.
I don't remember it.
To try and get Styles to call you back. Here it is. That was it.
Was that it?
That's all you did.
Anything else?
No, just this.
Oh, God.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Martha.
Now, why,
oh,
why is Harry going to call you back after that?
Because I sound like such a fun person to be around.
He might have thought you were in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. You should have come and saved me.
Save me, Styles. Save me. Bless you. Now, some people were a little bit cooler. You know, they played it a bit cooler than Martha, to be honest. Like India, for instance. Listen to this.
Hiya, Harry. Give us a ring back. Cheers. Bye.
Like they've known each other for years. Hi, Harry. Just, yeah, give us a call back.
Hiya, Harry. Give us a ring back. Cheers. Bye.
Who do you think you'd be more likely to call back out of those two? Martha? Or India?
Hiya, Harry. Give us a ring back. Cheers. Bye.
Which one?
Well, I'm going to say Martha, because it sounds like she's in trouble.
Absolutely. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
You're another person that didn't listen to me and just called up the number.
I'm sorry.
So, when it went to answer phone, what did you kind of want from the call? Did you want to leave a message and then for Harry to hear it and then for him to maybe call you back?
Yeah, that was the plan.
What I liked about your message was how kind of cool you played it. Now, Becky, I'm going to play you this message, right?
Okay.
Imagine you're hearing this, you're Harry Styles,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You hear the really cool message and you think, I'm going to call Holly back because she sounds cool. All right?
Yeah.
Here's the message you left, Holly.
Oh, my God. See you, Dad. You know what I mean? Oh my god. Love you.
That was it. That was the whole message. It didn't make any sense.
All I could work out was, oh my god.
Love you. Was that the kind of message that you hoped to leave when you heard the voicemail?
Yeah.
You didn't feel when you hung up, oh, I wish I'd said more.
Yeah, but I didn't really have time because, you know, it's like Harry Styles. I was like, oh my god.
You could have said, hey, it's Holly here. I'm kind of cool, so maybe call me back. But instead, you went. Some people took a completely different approach. Listen to this one.
Hi, Harry. I just wanted to let you know you're my favourite member of One Direction.
Gotcha! Niall's fitter than you!
You've been punked, Styles.
I love that.
It's Niall all along. obviously, as well as the phone messages, the voicemails, this little pay-as-you-go phone does accept texts as well. And there were hundreds of texts coming through, people thinking that it was Harry Styles' number, and loads of different techniques to try and get Harry to call them back. We've got the texts read out. So these are texts that were sent to the phone.
Harry, if this is you, you are a... My girlfriend never shuts up about you.
Yeah. Nice. There's just a boyfriend of a big One Direction fan. Send a little text to Styles.
Hey, please, will you drop off my purse on your way past? I really need it. Let me know ASAP. I'm going out at 8. X.
Oh, now that is clever.
Do you know what? You joke, you laugh at that one, but do you remember the Dale Winton incident?
Remind me.
I left a message on Dale Winton's phone saying, hi, we're meeting outside Boots tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Be there.
Why?
If you can't make it, let me know.
Why would you do that?
Just to see if it was his number. It's his number. Someone told me it was, and he rang me back.
So that kind of thing really does
that
work.
That did work. He rang back, bless Dale. He was like, I'm really sorry, I can't meet you there. You've got the wrong number. Bye-bye.
So this person was really thinking about this before they sent this text.
Hey, please, will you drop off my purse on your way past? I really need it. Let me know ASAP. I'm going out at 8. Yeah. X.
Very clever.
Clever.
And another interesting technique. This old favourite.
A. Who is this and why did you just phone me?
Yeah. The old why did you just phone me trick.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. I had a very strange morning, Becky.
Right.
Very strange. You know Chris, who's on the show?
Yes.
Well, I hosted a pub quiz last night. It was right near my house. So he stayed in my spare room. And then I noticed he's getting a little bit beardy today. Well, as much as Chris can do. There's like little straggles of hair. And he's like, oh, I wish I had a razor. But he only ever uses electric razors and has done all his life. He's 24. He's never had a wet shave. He also didn't want me to say this on the air, but I think it's fine. So I offered to give him his first ever wet shave this morning.
Right.
Which at the time seemed like a fine thing to do. And now hours have passed, a few hours, I'm a little bit weirded out by it. I don't mind you knowing.
Why couldn't he do it himself?
Because he doesn't know how to do it.
How difficult is it to
not
get
hard.
Some shaving foam in a razor?
He knows that now, but he's never done it before. So imagine we're in the bathroom, I've got my shaving foam, I've got a new disposable razor, and very carefully I start to remove the hair from his face.
Was it like that?
There was no eye contact.
Was it like that scene in Ghost where you're, you know, the one with the clay and the pot and you're stood behind him?
No, it wasn't
him.
Behind him. No, it absolutely wasn't like that at all.
I can just imagine it, like you gazing at him in the mirror.
No, it wasn't.
Him looking back at you going, wow, Scott, it's this
very,
is amazing.
Very, very awkward. And some of the, obviously some bits are harder than others, so it's just like, you have to, like, be very careful around the kind of nose region.
Why was he not doing it himself?
I don't know.
I can't understand how hard it is. Like, as a girl, the first time you shave your legs, you don't, like, get your friend round to go, oh, can you do it for me? Oh, you don't do that.
It's strange, isn't it? It's strange to me now, but at the time...
And of course he's had a wet shave before. Like, the first time he got hair on his face, he didn't instinctively think, oh, I must go to the chemist and buy an electric shaver. He would have gone, I'll get a razor and shave it off,
I think he's always been electric.
That's what he told you.
I just think it's a
if
bit
If I said I'd never had a wet shave, which I haven't, would you do the same for me?
Are you asking me to shave your legs? I absolutely would. I would.
Would you?
Yeah. There was just something a little bit strange about it.
They are a bit hairy at the moment.
I would do that. Oh, would I? No. Because often on this show I say...
Go on, we can play the music. We can play the Unchained melody. Yeah. Right? There I am.
Where am I?
Over the edge of the bath with my big hairy legs out.
Oh. So I'm behind you and you're over the edge of the bath.
Yeah. With your new disposable razor.
All right.
And then go for it.
Approximately, how many centimetres of hair are there? Would you say?
Well, it's probably about five mil.
Need to know what I'm dealing with.
I said that like it was wood then.
About five
I said
mil.
That like a proper builder.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Talking earlier about how my friend Chris and I had his first wet shave together this morning. I know.
Do we have to talk about this again?
It's a bit weird, but no, everyone's now saying that I definitely should shave your legs tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it?
Are you actually up for it, or are you just saying for the radio?
If you really want to do it, you can.
I mean, obviously, I've shaved a man's face. Loads of people are like, no, mate. No, Mills. You do not shave your mate. It is a bit weird. But I, like, now I've done a face, I would quite like to do a lady's leg.
Yeah?
Can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
One more day's not going to hurt, is it? It'll be 6 mil by tomorrow.
6 mil? Do I bring razor and cream, or do you provide?
Oh, God.
What happens? I can bring in...
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday we pretended to give out Harry Styles off One Direction's phone number. It was actually a phone that I've got, just so I could hear some of the messages and what people were saying when they thought they were leaving a message for Harry. Hi, Becky.
Hello. I love you so much. Seriously.
Seriously, though?
Seriously, though.
I liked your message that you left for Harry Styles yesterday.
So cringe.
Cringe. Where are you from?
I'm from Surrey.
Okay. Now, when you left this message for Styles, what did you imagine would happen afterwards? What did you expect from the call?
I don't know. I just, like, go into, like, angry boy's voice. I can't help it.
All right.
So, I just wish I was from Australia.
So do I, so much, all the time. So what did you want to happen after you'd left this message? Because we're going to play it now.
Well, I'm thinking that he might think I'm a bit more exotic, because, like, he's always in England, so he might think that I'm cool and he can come stay at my house.
OK, well, let's have a listen now. Here is you doing an exotic accent and an intelligent, well-thought-out, really kind of reasonable message.
So cringe!
That Harry Styles will call you back immediately. Let's have a listen.
Basically, my friend told me that this is your number, and I just can't believe it. And basically, I just want to tell you you're really fit and why.
Oh,
and oh my god, and oh my god, oh my god. I can't, my friend wants to speak to you, my friend wants to speak to you. Oh my god.
You're so, so fit. Oh my god, you're so fit.
I'm a Diana.
Oh god, call me back.
How do you feel?
Oh my god.
I love it how you're Australian, but your friend is from New Zealand. You're so multicultural.
Call me Beck.
I just told her to do an accent and she, like, doesn't get it.
You're so fit. Call me Beck.
Call me Beck. So that one didn't go as well because the accents went a bit wrong. So you thought you'd call back. So let's have a listen to your next clever technique for getting Harry Styles to call you back. You ready?
Hello, Harry. Hello, Harry. Wiggle, 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 yeah? Wiggle, 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 yeah? You're sexy in that. Call me.
Nice use. Real nice use of LMFAO there.
Harry Styles, he would hate me right now.
No, he wouldn't. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Yesterday, we were trending worldwide on Twitter at one point when we accidentally gave out Harry off One Direction's phone number. Although we didn't really. It was a little bit of a joke by me. And actually, I just gave out a phone number of a phone that I bought that afternoon. Maybe we said it was Harry's number. Well, actually, we didn't. We said this is not Harry Styles' number, but still people called it. And we just wanted to do this as a little experiment, just to see what kind of messages Harry from One Direction would get on his phone. And we've been playing some of them today, and there have been some brilliant ones. We have people who played it quite cool.
Hi, Harry, give us a ring back. Cheers, bye.
Yeah. And then there's some people playing it even cooler than that.
Hi, Harry, I just wanted to let you know you're my favourite member of One Direction.
Gotcha! Niall's fitter than you!
Yeah. And then people who did try to call but then failed a bit.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. See you, Dad. You know what? I'm so sensitive. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Ah, love you.
Oh, and author. Also, obviously, Martha. Now, I liked Martha a lot. She was really good. Becky, out of all the messages that we've played today, all the ones that are leaving messages for Harry Styles, which one do you think would you be most likely to call back if you were Harry?
I still think Martha, the screamer.
The one that went... I think I agree. I think
she's
I agree.
Had so much love on the text that everyone's going, OMG, she's amazing.
Yeah. Martha's on the line now. Hi, Martha.
Hiya.
You are getting a lot of love. Woo! Imagine if you could leave a message again now, because it's a shame that actually wasn't Harry's voicemail. What would you say on this message, if you could have another one?
Oh, God.
Would you just probably scream again?
I'd probably try and act cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Try and act cool now, because Harry's actually on the line. Say hi.
Oh, my God. Are you
doing very cool, actually. You're doing very well.
Oh my god! Hello?
Thanks for screaming on my Instagram.
Sorry.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks.
You're right.
You wanna follow me on Twitter?
Yeah, okay.
You're doing it again, Martha!
Sorry. I'm trying to act cool. Oh my god. Thank you, Harry.
Alright, no worries.
Oh, my God.
So was that good speaking to Harry?
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
Actual tears.
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, Martha.
Love you.
So, Harry, were you getting loads of tweets from people yesterday after we did this?
Well, the thing is, we were actually in Germany yesterday, and my 3G isn't working on my phone, so I haven't been able to check my Twitter, so I haven't seen any of it.
Oh, well, you've got a lot to come back to.
But my cousin texts me a lot saying he's just given out your number.
Like, I wouldn't actually give out your proper number.
So I appreciate that, Scott. That's
you know
very
that.
Nice, man.
You know that. Where are you now?
I'm in Amsterdam Airport.
Oh, amazing. Schiphol.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Right, it's good to speak to you and
thank you, mate.
This.
See you soon, boss. No problem.
And Chris Moyles and the team will be visiting One Direction Friday morning on The Chris Moyles Show.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.